prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Believe it or not, it is already 18 August 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. We got a guest coming on, been on with you a few times in the past. We're going to talk to Michael Snyder. And if you haven't heard him before, hang on to your socks because this is going to be an interesting interview. He's going to share a lot of information that you're going to want to hear and understand. Before I do that, though, don't get this for the specials are offering through this month. The two books that every home should have, especially those still with school children at home. The book put together by J.D. Headley, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. It's about a Christian heritage and how the founding fathers of this country really were pastors. And clergymen of the revolution that told people why they had to stand for the truth and the rights through God Almighty. It's a great book. If you want to study history, know what it's all about. And then one compiled by a good friend of mine, good brother of mine, Dale Everhart in PA, put together a book on quotes, actually quotations and to read and ponder about people, famous people, both will say evil and good people who put together quotes. And what they say, folks, speaks volumes of what they have inside their hearts and minds. This book is a wonderful book to understand your founders, those who tried to destroy the country. And all I can say is it's a book that everyone should have to read and ponder. Normal price of both those is about $44. We have them on sale for $35 even. That includes shipping. And no, we're not making it, believe me, we're not making a fortune off that at all. But we do have to pay bills here. And the other thing I've been offering for the last few weeks, I'm trying to get people to understand how important this is a three-hour teaching I did on America in prophecy. America is in the scriptures. I taught 3 hours on this. I also sent a book along with it entitled The New Jerusalem is Not the Old Jerusalem. And the outline that I used from a guy named Clark to put this lesson together with. Now, folks, this lesson is so vitally important, but only if you want to know why events are happening in the world like they are today. And only if you want to know the countries that are going to gather together against America and most of Europe in the last days. Only if you want to know. If you don't want to know that, don't get this teaching. You don't want it. It'll make you think, and some people don't want to think. We have a little space for $29.95. That's 3 hours DVDs, a book, and outline all together, $29.95. And I hope if Middle East is going to then up and on and a pre-trib rapture doctrine, which if you want the truth, you'll get it. If you don't, then don't. And I have to admit, very few have, but it's available if you want it. Okay. Also, a prayer request tonight for Kevin Gallagher. He and his wife Barb run Truth Be Told Radio Ministries. wonderful ministry that's growing every month in listeners. And we broadcast on there, by the way. And they have a dog. And people say, well, are you going to pray for a dog? Yes, I pray for a dog. A dog becomes part of the family. And they love you and you love them. God give us these things to enjoy. The dog's name is Zoe. She's having kidney problems, severe kidney problems. Would you pray that maybe our Father would touch that little dog's body and make her whole? She's only 6 years old. Give her a few more years on earth with her masters and so they can love her and she can love them. Please pray for that if you don't mind. And tomorrow night, by the way, get your questions ready for, in my mind, the leading naturopath doctor in the world, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, will join us. This gentleman will take your question on air, and you can call him in his office, toll-free. And he'll talk to you for a half an hour longer if he needs to help you. But tomorrow night, Dr. Rodriguez will join us to share his knowledge and take your questions. So line up tomorrow night. You're ready to call in and ask your questions about your health issues, your family, whoever it may be, all right? And then on Wednesday night, I was going to do a broadcast by myself just to go over a lesson I taught this past Saturday in Bible study entitled Patriotic Idolatry. You can watch that online, folks. I wish you would. Most of you won't, but I wish you would. But instead, Dr. Peter McCullough will be joining us for an up-to-date interview on what's going on in this country with the vaccines. And much more than that will be discussed Wednesday night. So don't miss those programs. And one more announcement. Crystal was doing some inventory here in the office this past Thursday. For quite a while, we sold shortwave AM/FM radios through this ministry. And they were good little radios. She found two more. They're almost like pocket size. They do AM/FM. They cover about all the bands on the shortwave from 2 point something up to 21 megahertz, and they're available. And we found them. The regular price before I think was $39.95. We found these by didn't know we had them. $25. They have two of them. So the first two to call will get the last two radios. Yes, they're made in China, but they work fantastic. They're battery operated. Two of them, got two left. So the first two to call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And tell Faith you want these two radios, you'll get them. You can call right now if you want to leave a message. Have her call you back tomorrow. But the first two to call, we'll get these last two radios because everyone needs a radio shortwave. This is AM, FM, and shortwave, and they work. So if you want them, please give us a call. Now, as I said, our guest tonight, Michael Snyder, is a prolific writer, and he writes information out there that's absolutely impeccable for facts and truth, and he covers topics that most writers won't touch. And he writes on all issues. He's not afraid of any of them. And so we're going to bring him up right now. And Michael, are you there tonight? Are you there with us?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. It's great to be on with you.
Is Michael there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Pastor Butch?
Well, it's good to have you. We've done this a few times in the past. I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
okay,
Pastor Butch.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, we've been... Okay, good. You've been with us before in the past, and I've always enjoyed having you on, and you know enough now to make yourself at home. But tell the folks who you are, the name of your ministry, I guess you could say, and what do you do for the new listeners? Tell them who Michael Snyder is.
Yeah, Michael Snyder. I'm just an ordinary guy living up in the mountains. I actually, once upon a time, I was an attorney working right in the heart of Washington, D.C., and so I got on the bad side of the audience right away because, number one, most people listening don't like attorneys, and I'm not too fond of them myself. And number two, in Washington, D.C., people don't like people from Washington, D.C. generally, but I was an attorney working in Washington, D.C., but God brought me out of there, and that, you know, I started writing, and today my writing every week goes out to people in more than 100 different countries around the world. And I'm kind of unique because I'm a patriot, I'm a conservative, I write about politics, economics, and I have a very large secular audience. but I'm also an on-fire Christian. I'm on fire for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I combine the two. I combine writing about news and current events, and I'm a strong patriot, but I'm also preaching the gospel. I'm also preaching the end times warning message. Jesus is coming back, but first we got a whole bunch of stuff to go through, as you talked about at the beginning of the show, Pastor Butch, and I want people to be ready. And so I'm trying to fulfill my calling the very best that I can. I've got a Substack, Michael T. Stubbs, MichaelTSnyder.substack.com, where people can find all my work. I'm also the author of 10 books you can find on Amazon. And I write. I work really, really hard. I do interviews. I do videos. I do all kinds of stuff. But I'm doing whatever I can to get the message out because the hour is late. And in the world we live in today, Pastor Butch, there are nearly 8 billion souls hanging in the balance, and we need to reach as many of them as we can while there's still time.
I agree. I totally agree. And we are running out of time. And I know people want to hear that, but I don't mean to be a downer, but we're not doing so well as a nation and as a world, that's for sure. But you cover topics sometimes are, well, sometimes a little bit shocking. Like, for example, you cover one I just got, I think, last night or today, on the fact that vegetable prices, folks, listen to this. Vegetable prices went up 38.9% in 1 month. Uh-huh. And coffee went up 25%. Now, keep in mind, this is before the tariffs go into effect for the coffee. They're going to have 50% tariffs real soon. Of course, electricity prices are unbelievable, going up fast, twice as fast as inflation. And people, I know, hey, I'm talking about real me. I want to tell, if you don't mind, Mike, I want to share something with you and the listeners. Yesterday afternoon, my wife and I went out. We went to the gym. And on the way home, we're going to stop and pick up pizza at Little Caesars. So I called up and ordered 3 medium-sized pizzas for myself and her and our grandson. Take a guess how much those pizzas would have cost me if I would have bought them. What would you think it'd be worth for a medium-sized pizza?
Oh, I'm sure it costs you more than $30.
Well, it's $50, $49 and change. For three medium-sized pizzas, I said, just don't worry about it. 3 medium-sized pizzas, $49 and change.
Wow.
And I just told him, forget it. We went somewhere else, got something to eat, took home. But I'm not going to pay that kind of money for pizzas. But that's what we're facing, folks. And how people can afford to eat out, I have no idea. Even fast foods went through the roof. But when vegetables go up almost 40% in a month, that does hurt. You can't afford beef anymore, so you were eating vegetables. Now you can't even afford the vegetables. Folks, this is judgment on America. We're being judged. We truly are. And the tariffs have not went into effect yet. When it goes into effect for the coffee coming out of South America, 50% tariff, 50. I hope you don't like coffee too much. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Pastor Butch. And people need to understand a principle I want to address right now is consequences don't always show up immediately. Okay?
So if you go back...
And when, you know, our politicians were spending, borrowing and spending trillions upon trillions of dollars that we did not have, people like me were screaming and belly aching and saying, hey, this is going to cause tremendous inflation down the road. Okay, but it didn't happen immediately. It didn't happen right away. So people thought, well, maybe we'll be okay. And then our politicians, our leaders over at the Federal Reserve, they started pumping trillions upon trillions of dollars into the financial system during the COVID pandemic and all that. And people like me were saying, this is going to cause tremendous inflation down the road. But immediately, it seemed like everything was going to be okay. So people thought, well, they're getting away with it. You know, they're doing it, and it's working out okay. But now, what do we see? Right now, if you go over to some of these video platforms, social media platforms like YouTube and TikTok, there are people that are going on there doing these videos about how the cost of living is absolutely crushing them. And these videos are getting millions of views because it's resonating with the American people, because you go to the grocery store and the prices are absurd. We've got beef prices They keep hitting all-time record high after all-time record high, going up by double-digit percentages. You know, the other day I post on my website posted a picture of a steak, and someone had taken a picture of a steak in a local Publix. That's a grocery store in the Southeast. And the steak cost $45 for this small little steak that she took a picture of. Beef prices are absurd. Then vegetable prices, you just mentioned.
$45. $45, I'm going to interrupt you, $45 for a steak. Not even cooked.
Isn't that crazy? But, Pastor Butch, we're being told now that beef is a luxury. It's a luxury meat. Beef is a luxury, you know? I guess vegetables are going to be a luxury, too, because, you know, I saw this headline, vegetables go up nearly 40% in 1 month. I thought, that can't be true, okay? I thought, I've seen some pretty crazy things, but that can't be accurate. Maybe they meant for a whole year they went up nearly 40%. So I said, I got to look into this, right? So I go to the official government website of the Bureau for Labor Statistics, and I pull up the page for June to July last month, and sure enough, the price of vegetables in the United States went up by 38.9%. In 1 month, from June to July. We've never seen anything like this before. And so vegetable prices are just going through the roof right now. It's crazy. But, of course, it's not just that. You mentioned coffee, Pastor Butch. In 3 months, the price of coffee went up by 25%. You know, I still remember the days when you could go to McDonald's and get a cup of coffee for 10 cents. You know, I'm that old. But I remember that very clearly. But in the three-month period, price of coffee went up by 25%, and that was before the tariffs. So now there's this 50% tariff on Brazil, and one-third of all of our coffee comes from Brazil, and two-thirds of all American adults drink coffee. So the price of coffee is going to go a lot higher than it is now. You had the 25%. Now it's going to go up a whole lot more. And so coffee, I guess, is going to be a luxury, too. And then you've got electricity, which I wrote about in the article, that the price of electricity has been going up by double-digit percentages, more than twice as fast as the overall rate of inflation. In New Jersey, the government just raised rates by between 17 and 20% in New Jersey. In Florida, some seniors now, they're saying, hey, my electricity bill is about $500 a month. I have to choose between paying for electricity and having air conditioning and paying for my medication to stay alive. So, and I wrote about all this in my book. But all of the important things that we buy, beef, vegetables, electricity, coffee, the basic things that most Americans buy on a weekly and monthly basis, they're going through the roof, Pastor Butch, and what we're experiencing are the consequences of bad decisions that happened before, in some cases, years ago. But now we're getting to the point where the day of reckoning has arrived, and people are getting really, really, people are stressed out of their minds because of this inflation. In fact, Pastor Butch, one recent survey found that 83% of all Americans admit that they're experiencing stressflation. It's this new term. Everyone's stressed out about inflation.
Well, that makes perfect sense. By the way, folks, sometimes for some reason Michael's cutting out on me. It's not him. It's on my end. And so if you say something, Michael, and don't respond when I should have, please excuse me. During the break, we're going to switch ways to listen to the ways I talk to you, maybe get a little better connection, but I put in a brand new system last week with Starlink, both to be the fastest you can get anywhere. And right now it's going to be fixed. But anyway, it just is what it is. But as people watch this happen, and I know I get people say, why should that bother me? I'm a Christian. Well, my question is every time they say this, you do eat, right? You do have children's got to eat too. You do have to pay bills. You do have electricity in your house, right? That's why it bothers us. And I don't get. People sometimes, I get so frustrated because they don't think beyond the end of their nose. This affects everybody. If you want to eat, if you want electricity, you got family to feed, this should bother you, shouldn't it?
It definitely should. And you know what? If you're out there and you're doing well, good. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, if you're out there right now and you're doing well, Okay, if you're out there and you're doing well, you should be glad, you should rejoice, you should be counting your blessings, because according to one recent survey, 25% of U.S. households have at least one person that is skipping meals just to pay the bills, because we got most of the country barely scraping by, living paycheck to paycheck, deep in debt, buried under mountains of debt, and so the bills are overwhelming people. And you got in one out of every four U.S. households now, somebody, at least one person, is skipping meals because they don't have enough money to do everything. They got to either skip meals or pay the bills. So you got one quarter of the country that doesn't have enough food right now. And you got demand of food banks all-time high. And you got the number of homeless in the United States at a record high. You got people constantly falling out of the middle class. Pastor Butch, economic hard times are here right now, and the middle class is shrinking and getting smaller with each passing day.
I totally agree. And by the way, I'm getting a double feedback, Todd. I don't know why that I'm doing that. I can hear myself talking back to me now. Don't know whether it's all my ear or not. But, Michael, I may have to drop off for a second, let Todd reconnect a different way with me, and maybe it'll work better. But I'm getting double feedback here. So you're saying everything twice with a little bit of a delay, and now my ear is going away. So let's try it again. Maybe it'll work better, but go ahead. You're right. I mean, if people are struggling, and thank God for those that are not yet pinched out so hard they can't afford medicine and food. Thank God for those, but it's coming. It's increasing every day, is it not?
Yeah, and now we've got a situation where economic activity is slowing down. We're seeing mass layoffs all over the nation. You know, in fact, Microsoft alone has conducted three waves of mass layoffs this year so far. And, you know, according to Challenger Grand Christmas, the layoffs, job cut announcements in the United States are up 75% through the first 7 months of this year compared to last year. So we're seeing these mass layoffs, and then any good jobs that are available, there's fierce competition, especially among young people. You know, earlier today I was writing about how NBC went out and interviewed some young college graduates, and one of them said, yeah, I'm unemployed, I'm living with my parents, everybody that I know that just graduated, they're all unemployed too. There was one young man, he's applied for 900 jobs, and he hasn't gotten a job yet. But he's a college graduate. He got his college degree. We tell our young people, go get your college degree. You'll get a good job, no problem. He's applied to 900 jobs without any luck. So it's getting, in fact, right now what we're seeing this dramatic shift, Pastor Butch, and now we're seeing what's called job hugging, where people are holding on to their jobs with all their might. The percentage of Americans that are quitting their jobs, it's dropped extremely low. In fact, we haven't seen anything like this since really the Great Recession in about 2008 and 2009 in terms of the percentage of people that are quitting their jobs, because everyone's afraid, if I quit, I'm not going to be able to find something else. So
that's
we went
true.
From a situation where a couple of years ago, you could find a job, but the employment situation was looking quite good. But now it's really difficult, especially for our young people, our new college graduates, people just coming into the workforce. So many of them have been unemployed for a year or more. They've been doing everything they know to try to get a job. They can't find anything. In fact, there was one girl, she graduated with a degree in computer science, and she applied for hundreds of jobs. The only thing she got was an interview with Chipotle, and she didn't get that job either. So this is the situation we're facing, Pastor Butch, where you've got a rising employment crisis, just like in 2008 and 2009, but we're just in the beginning chapters, I believe, of this new crisis.
Well, now, how does that reflect, I mean, around where I live here in West Virginia, and near a little town called Summersville, there's fast food restaurants advertising for help. Almost every window says, you know, come and see us, we need workers. And they don't pay too bad anymore. They actually pay for fast food, they pay pretty well. But I've noticed that sometimes around here, they can't find, especially young people, that want to work.
Yeah, no, with a fast food job, you know, what are you making, $10 an hour, $15 an hour? Well, how can you even pay your health insurance with that? Where they're saying those on Obamacare are going to be hit with another double-digit price increase on your health insurance premiums this year, on top of all the increases we've seen in previous years, where some people, are paying $1,000 a month just for your health insurance. So how are you going to do that on $10 an hour? You know, there's a reason people don't want these fast food jobs, or how are you going to pay your rent? You know, where rents are going up, just like home prices are going into the stratosphere. How can you pay a rent of $1,500 or $2,000 a month, where the average now, the average rent, monthly rent in the United States is more than $2,000 a month? How can you pay a $2,000 a month rent when you're making $10 an hour? I mean, that doesn't add up. It's impossible. So, if you work at a fast food restaurant, you can live like a slave, maybe, but live at home with your parents, maybe. But you can't have a house. You can't have health insurance. You can't live like an adult. And that's why Pastor Butch, I just wrote about this today. The Census Bureau just released a paper, and what they found was only 17% of Americans in the 25 to 34
Austin McGee.
Have achieved the five basic milestones of adulthood, and those being, have you left home and are not living with your parents? Have you finished your education? Have you gotten a job? Have you gotten married? And have you, had children that you live with? The five basic milestones of adulthood, those from 25 to 34, only 17% of that population group has achieved those five milestones.
Oh, wow. Wow. And that is sad. I mean, that's the destruction of the home also. That's, of course, one of the main goals to destroy society, to destroy the home. That does that. That surely does that. But, Mike, with all the things going on, too, with all the wars, rumors of wars going on around the world, and we see what's happening in the Middle East and in Ukraine and Russia, which is all biblical, by the way, folks. It's all, I tell you, I taught it in the Bible. It's all biblical. But with all that, too, and we see more and more stress among the nations, that also affects our cost of living in America, does it not?
Oh, sure. All these things are connected. Now, with the wars and rumors of wars, we want to watch this thing with Ukraine right now, because this is our last best chance for peace. I think it's wonderful that President Trump sat down with Vladimir Putin and is trying to work something out, and then today he met with Zelensky and European leaders, and he's trying to work out something with them. But in reality, they're still far apart in terms of the things that they want. And so, we're going to have to keep a very close eye on this.
Amen. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls, comments. We want to hear from you. Tell us your story. Ask your question. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or a call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back, and our phone line's open for your phone calls, and we'd love to hear from you. Please don't think you're interrupting us, because you're not. You are part of this broadcast. You're out there. You support us. You have paid the bills. You're part of the family, part of the broadcast. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. The phone line's open for you to call in, ask questions, make comments. And maybe you're out there and you're seeing this. You don't have to share all the details, but maybe you're seeing this in your own earnings and your own way to trying to pay the bills. Last winter, 1 month, and I have a heat pump now. Michael went to heat pump because I couldn't cut wood and stuff like I used to. Use the wooden cold furnace in the basement. I loved it, but I can't do what I used to do. I'm almost 77 years old, and it's made a difference. But that heat pump, one month last winter, my power bill was over $700. And they're average three to 500 every month. And that's a chunk of money. That's a chunk of change. And yes, so far I've been able to pay it. But it's starting to cut into what I used to think was kind of like a cushion. You know, we were doing a little better. But now this is all cutting into it. I can start to tell a difference. Money's getting tight again. And I'm sure there's some many people. And sometimes it can be scary for those who know they have bills to pay coming up and not enough money coming in. I don't know how they do it. Don't know how anybody can pay $2,000 a month rent. I just have no idea. That's really scary.
It is scary. And what you're describing is just about everyone out there is going through the same thing, Pastor Butch, where because the cost of everything has been going up significantly faster than our paychecks have, our standard of living is going down, and it's been going down for quite a while now. And so money has been getting tighter and tighter for everyone, where a lot of people out there at one time, they had a little cushion, you know, that they could fall back on, or they were making a little bit more money than they were spending, but then that cushion disappeared, and people are now, they're going into debt, or they're saying, how am I going to pay my bills? And they have less money to spend at restaurants. That's why we're seeing hundreds and hundreds of restaurants all over the country shut down. That's why we're seeing stores, retail stores. In fact, we're on pace this year just set an all-time record high for the number of stores closing in the United States, much higher than we saw during 2008 and 2009 in terms of store closures. The reason why stores are closing at a record pace like we've never seen before is because people don't have money to spend because money has gotten really tight.
Well, you mentioned the stores. I think I read this in one of the articles. In the first 6 months of this year, went on almost 6,000 stores that closed their doors. I think it was 5,000-something stores that closed their doors in America in the first 6 months of this year. That's horrendous. As a matter of fact, today I got news that a local coal mine that employed 250-300 men not too far from where I live shut the doors, laid everybody off, just shut the doors and sent them home. Now, they have mines across the country, actually, too. But those jobs were decent-paying jobs. People made a living at them. They get by okay. But they just went out. Something happened, where they said, with investors, and they shut the whole thing down, sent everybody home. Now, that just happened either yesterday or today. So that I don't care who you are. When you get mouths to feed and you depend on that job to pay the bills, when it's gone, yeah, you'll draw some unemployment for a while, which is less than half what you normally earn. How are you going to make it, Michael? And I've been telling people this for years. Get out of debt. Maybe you got to drive an old car. I got a 2010 Silverado. It runs great. I think it's 15 years old. It runs good. It's got 132,000 miles on it. I got an 18-model Jeep. It still runs good. It's got 80,000 on it. Nothing particularly wrong with them. Of course, they're getting wear and tear. They're getting old. But the point is, they're paid for. I don't want a car payment now because I don't know what's going to happen next 6 months. Anything could happen, couldn't it?
Oh, it's true. It's true. I'm in the same boat, Pastor Butch. My youngest vehicle is 18 years old, but it's paid for. So I'm thankful for that. But, yeah, we have to accept that, we can't live the way we once did because our prosperity is declining, it's dropping, and that's the reality of the situation. But what we're facing is so similar to 2008 and 2009, because what happened back then, and just like back then, where the housing market was kind of frozen because of the high mortgage rates today, home sales this year are going to be the lowest in 30 years, even lower than 2008 and 2009. But the housing market froze up, and then people were living right on the edge financially. And then when they lost their jobs, and we saw tremendous layoffs in 2008 and 2009, what happened? Someone loses their job. They don't have something to fall back on because they're living paycheck to paycheck. Then they get the foreclosure, notices. In fact, I wrote about not recently how foreclosure notices in the bubble market of Las Vegas are like through the roof compared to last year. That's an early sign because Las Vegas, bubble markets like Las Vegas, often precede the rest of the nation. But we're seeing foreclosures starting to go up, delinquency rates rising, people not able to pay their debts because they lose their jobs. They have nothing to fall back on. And then they're like, oh, what do I do?
That's true. That's true. And Las Vegas, of course, depends on extra money people can afford to spend and waste normally. With what they offer out there, and it's slowing down big time for them. People just can't afford to do those things anymore. So I don't know what they're going to do, pull their head out, head above water again out there. I have no idea. But let's take a phone call. Let's speak to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in.
Thank you very much. And this is for Michael Snyder, which is me living in Massachusetts. And I do my research on current events myself, and here's what I see eventually coming to America. I eventually see America turning into Bosnia-Herzegovina, split up into many different countries on our soil. And if you look at historically of what's happened in the past, it's very easy to figure out what the communists want to do in America and so forth, because they've already taken over our institutions. In China, the communists take organs out of living descendants while they're still alive. Falun Gong, born-again Christians, the Muslim Uyghurs, and kill them and throw them into gulags. And the communists do this type of thing in every country they take over. What's to say the communists won't do that in America? Well, look at the study of history. What is coming to America is you're going to have a bloody civil war in this country. The anti-communist states are going to fight the communist states, and the communist states like Massachusetts will allow foreign nations to set up shop in here to attack you guys in the South and Midwest. So what do you think, Mr. Snyder?
Well, I think you make some great points, particularly about communist China. You know, in communist China, they said, okay, you adults can go to church, the government-approved churches, that is, but they banned children under the age of 18 from going. They can't go to church at all, you know, but that's what they want. When the communists take over, they want to control what you think. They want to, and we are seeing this rising tension between the red states and the blue states. We are seeing the civil unrest. We just saw the riots in Los Angeles and elsewhere, other cities earlier this year, and I believe a lot more riots are coming. And now Trump is bringing in the National Guard to D.C. He's talking about doing it in other cities. And that's that's firing up the left as well. And they say we got to push back against this. But there's so much hatred between Republican and Democrat, between conservative and communist in this country, and inevitably that is going to lead to widespread civil unrest, civil conflict. And it's extremely unfortunate because we used to be a united nation, we used to be one nation under God, but instead our nation has turned its back on God, and one of the consequences, which didn't show up immediately, but one of the consequences of turning away from God is that this is now a deeply divided nation, and
Absolutely.
We're going to greatly
Absolutely.
Pay the price.
Well, as a wrap-up before I go, I see the South and Midwest, you know, pointing guns at the Northeast saying, you're not going to come into our state and ruin our states like you did with your own state. Drop dead. And you know what's going to be the spark of it? It's going to be when welfare is cut off from the inner cities. That's when people go hog wild. And that's when you have the golden hordes coming into your neck of the woods. And that's when this awful apocalyptic vision will happen. And that's what the communists want. They've been wanting this for decades. And I fear the fruition of this is going to come to pass, and I won't be able to get out. What do you think, Mike? And I'll hear your answer off air. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I think what you have said kind of echoes something that Dmitry Dudeman saw so many years ago while he was still alive. You know, Dmitry Dudeman said there would be an internal revolution started by the communists, right? The communists being the far left. They call themselves other things today, but they are in reality socialists and communists. In fact, New York City looks like they're going to elect someone who openly calls himself a socialist as their next mayor. So we've got these deep divisions, these bitter divisions, and what I believe what Dmitry Dudeman saw so many years ago is true. There will be an internal revolution started by the communists, and I believe that it is coming.
Thank you. Absolutely right on the money there. I bet it's happening. And I just did a teaching, a three-hour teaching on this happening in the scriptures, folks. And it's real. It's coming. Get ready. It's coming. I promise it is. All right, let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Mr. Snyder. You know, what I can't understand for the life of me, being 65 years old now, what I can't understand for the life of me is the lack of work ethic with the young kids and the teenagers. I remember growing up, I come from a working class family from up in the north in a city, but if I wanted special things like record albums or to go to the movies, or back then Pro Keds and Converse sneakers were in vogue, my parents couldn't afford those, I had to get a little job and get them myself. Now, what kid nowadays doesn't want some change in his pocket for himself? I can't understand this. The parents can't be buying him all those types of things because their utility bills and their grocery bills are high. So can you guys explain to me this change?
Go ahead, Michael. Take a stab at it.
Yeah, I think this goes back for decades. You know, I'm 55 now, so I've seen this over the course of my lifetime, where we've handed, for such a long time, we handed kids everything. It was so easy for them, and of course the education system taken over by the left. You know, you're not supposed to criticize the kids. You're not supposed to make them feel bad. Oh, you certainly, you know, aren't supposed to discipline the kids, you know. Instead, you know, make it easy for them. Tell them how wonderful they are and give them everything. And so as they grew up, they didn't have to struggle or fight for anything. But they had everything handed to them. Everything was good, and they spent their time playing video games and watching movies and doing whatever they wanted to do. But in the process, we've done them a great disservice because they didn't have to, when the insect is coming out of the chrysalis to become a butterfly, has to struggle and fight, and that gives it the strength to fly once it gets out. But we haven't done that for our kids, have we?
No, we haven't.
And we've actually destroyed our children because of that, too.
Yes. Absolutely. Now, Mike, I remember if I wanted specific sports equipment, record albums, I would have to get a little job. I had a newspaper route. My parents could afford the basics, food on my back and clothes on my back, but not the special things. And that was in the 60s. And so I can't understand how these parents are going to fulfill all their kids' needs without telling them, get a little job if you want special things. I blame this on the parents then.
Well, it is a parent's fault.
What do you say?
Absolutely, it's a parent's fault. Absolutely, it's a parent's fault. Yes, it is. I know parents.
Thank God my parents taught me a work ethic at a very young age.
Yes.
They provided the necessities, but anything special, I had to pay for myself and get myself. And I can't understand how young adults could live in their parents' basement and all their needs are provided for them. How are
That's
the parents
sad.
Doing it,
true.
Especially now? It blows my mind. I can't understand it. I mean, like I said, I have to blame the parents for not instilling in them a work ethic.
And let's face it, Chance, most parents were not taught any better themselves. But you're right. And I know parents personally who said, well, if I can afford it, I'll buy it for them. And I try to say this, you don't deal it that way. You may help them get
Pastor Butch, I would have to wait for a birthday or Christmas to get special things.
Yeah, this is, our nation's changed and it's falling apart. Good call, Chance. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just cannot believe it, the change I see in the youth nowadays. Yeah, that's
absolutely.
All. Take
I
care,
agree.
Guys.
I agree. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, it's a fact, folks. And I've said this many times, Michael, in my sermons and on radio. I hope when somebody gets married, for the first few years, they have to struggle together to pay the bills. Because when they finally start having a little bit of money left over, they're going to appreciate it more, spend it more wisely, and maybe handle finances a little better than most people who've had everything from the get-go. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Well, we call the communists subhumans, cancers, and fungus. The idea is to dehumanize them. But that's not why I called. I'm going to start either an insurrection or a panic.
Okay.
I'm going to start either an insurrection or a panic. Maybe both. A friend of mine told me, and I looked this up, okay? I didn't do formal research on it, but I did a Google search. And if Social Security, and Trump's not going to fund Social Security, and if Social Security is not funded, by the year 2028 or 2029, Social Security recipients will take a 23% cut in benefits. Now, Pastor, I'm planning to retire in 24 months, and I'm not going to be able to take a hit like that. I may have to work another 36 months, and I'm ready to drop tonight.
I understand. I understand that.
I looked it up myself.
Yeah,
you know,
that's sad.
But, yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that if you're on Social Security or fixing to be, get ready for a 23% cut. And, by the way, these tax cuts of Trump, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, yada, yada, yada. I looked this up, too. That stuff expires when he leaves office.
Oh, that guy's a cunning. Well, anyway,
I checked it out myself, Pastor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
good
right.
Call.
I want you good to somebody else.
Thank you. Good call and a sad call, but nonetheless, and I have no doubt that's true. This man is a con artist. I don't care if you like him or not. I'm telling the truth. He's a con artist. But now, have you heard about that cut on Social Security, Michael?
Yeah, our Social Security system is in trouble. Why is it in trouble? Well, first of all, and I wrote about this a few weeks ago, the birth rate in the United States just dropped to another brand new record low over the brand new record low from last year. So at this point, we're not having enough children to even replace ourselves. Replacement level is about 2.1. We're at about 1.7 now. So we're not having enough kids to support the Social Security system, and this has been going on for a long time. Number two, then, we've aborted more than 60 million children since Roe versus Wade was decided in 1973. Then Roe versus Wade was overturned, and the number of abortions... The Roe versus Wade was overturned. The number of abortions in the United States went up. You know, and so if we had 60 million more workers supporting Social Security right now, we'd be in pretty good shape. You know, but we killed them. We killed more than 60 million children. We're not having babies right now. Birth rate all time record low. So people wondering, well, why isn't the Social Security system working? Well, just look at those two factors right there, and that'll tell you the story.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and you hit it right on the head. And folks, we let it happen. It's our fault. We sit back and let it happen. 1973, there should have been a civil war, actually a revolution, to save babies' lives, but it didn't happen because the church was waiting for the rapture. Phone lines are open, 717-300-1698. And, Michael, I have a lady that pays for our airtime on shortwave. Bless her heart. She's been a sponsor of the program for many years. Melody Seastrom is her name. She runs Discount Gold and Silver. And I've been trying to encourage people for a long time to get their money, their paper, and put in something like a hard asset, like gold and silver coins, or invest in food or something that's going to be tangible within the future, and get out of debt. I've been trying to do that because as a Christian, as a pastor, I try to give them sound counsel. On what they should be doing from the Bible, not my ideas, from Scripture and what the Bible says is good and what's bad financially. And we know the Bible says there's a curse on unjust weights and measures. We've had unjust weights and measures country for a lot of years now. We haven't had anything but paper as assets, and it devalues every day. But people just can't seem to get the idea that this is what caused inflation, printing worthless paper backed by air. They can't get that, so... Do you agree that they need to get a hold, maybe like Melody Seastrom, and ask her how they can put some money on the paper into something that's tangible? Would that be a good idea?
Well, I think that's a good idea. Like you said, getting emergency food and supplies, great idea. You know, because we do need to get prepared for what is coming. And see, as Christians, we have the ultimate inside knowledge. It's called the Bible, right? And the Bible,
amen.
In the Bible, God tells us history in advance, and the Bible actually has a tremendous amount to say about our times. You know, these are called the end times, and I work very, very hard to try to get people to realize we are living in the end times, and things are going to get really, really crazy. And so God didn't tell us all that so we'd be scared and go into a corner up into a ball and cry. No, he wanted to say, okay, this is what's going to happen. I got everything under control, and you can get prepared. You can do the things you need to do because you know what's coming. You got the inside knowledge. And see, everything that the Bible said that's coming to pass in our day lines up with people like Dimitri Dudeman, men and women of God, who've been having supernatural experiences where God has shown them supernaturally glimpses into the future, which lines up with what's in the Bible. And then what those people have seen lines up with the Bible and lines up with the headlines that are literally happening right now, today, things we've been talking about on this program, things I write about. And so all these things are lining up at this time because we really are living in the end times. We really are living in an extremely apocalyptic chapter in human history. And that's good news because we know the end of the story, but we got some things to go through first.
Let's take another quick phone call. Let's go to Catherine in Maine. Catherine, come on in. I think about 35, 40 seconds here.
Hi, Pastor Butch. I just wanted to just let you know that, you know, I haven't owned a car for 19 years, okay?
Wow.
And, people need to start listening to people who have been in the trenches like me. And the Christians need to sit down, and if I can be what I really want to say, they need to sit down, shut up, and take notes, period. I'm a Christian, and a firm reproof is better than hidden love, okay?
Amen.
I find the Christians, so many of them are weak. You know, they're scared of anything complicated. They get judgmental, and they need to sit down and be quiet and take notes, period. Okay?
Amen.
And
yes.
Stop judging and start understanding. And to do so, you have to get underneath issues and get your fingernails dirty, okay? I've had landlords demand I come get in their bed. I didn't do it. And almost ended up homeless more than once because of that situation, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There have been court judgments given against landlords because it's gotten so bad now. They want to come in and diddle your freaking children. I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
That is so sad.
And the people are lucky they got a judgment. So these struggles have been going on for a long time, but people thought, oh, well, they're judgmental, and they can't happen to me. Yeah, it can. If this can happen to me, buckle up, baby, you're next. That's what I kept telling people. And it's not because I want to be Debbie Downer. It's because I'm high function. I was denied health care for graduate school. Okay?
Well, you're telling the truth, Captain.
Right.
I hate to jump, but call back in sometime. I want to hear more of this, but thanks for the call.
Bless you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Michael, how can folks look you up online?
Yeah, if you want to support what I'm doing and get all my latest research right in your email inbox as soon as I publish it, go to michaeltsnyder.substack.com and subscribe, and you can get all my books, including my latest book entitled 10 Prophetic Events That Are Coming Next. You can get that in paperback, Kindle format, and audiobook on Amazon.com.
Okay. Michael Snyder, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I don't want to make this the last time. Can we do it again sometime in a month and a half or so?
Yeah, let's definitely try to work it out, Pastor Butch, because I love being on with you.
All right, my friend. Take care of yourself. Keep writing. You're doing a great job. May God bless you, and we'll talk in the future, okay?
Absolutely, Pastor Butch.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for joining us tonight. And folks, don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez on with us. Please know that he's the best naturopath doctor I've seen in my lifetime, and I've seen a few of them. Join us tomorrow night with that. Ask questions. And Wednesday night, I was going to be in by myself, but Dr. Peter McCulloch has some news he wants to share, so I'll move mine back to another later date. But I want you to join us and understand that we're doing our best to get the information out to you. I don't set dates, I don't set times, I don't tell what's going to happen in order, but things will get really nasty real fast. We love you. By the grace of God, see you tomorrow night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.